Welcome to The Blank Canvas. I am John Cox, your host, chief curator at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. You're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9. And for people who want to stream, guardiantalkradio.com. Very excited to be here today. I'm here with my friend and director, Amanda Coulson.
Hi. Hi, Amanda.
And I also have two very important and good friends with us on the show today. We have Antonius Roberts, a very well-known Bahamian artist and just...
Mover and shaker.
Person pivotal to so many developments in the visual culture over the last two, three decades. He's here with us, Antonius.
Thank you, John. Two, 3 decades.
Two, three, Lord. 4 decades. I don't know. I was going to say four, but I was like, you know.
Sounds like an institution.
I've been around for two decades. I've been here for 2 decades. So you're just a tad older than me.
Just a tad.
And then we also have Tyrone Ferguson, another very instrumental person in the community, in the visual arts community, and other inspirational communities here. A sculptor, a person who's collaborated a whole lot with Antonius Roberts. Tyrone Ferguson is with us today. Welcome.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're very, very excited to have you guys here today. And we are going to be talking a little bit about, what do we say we're going to talk about? Art centers.
Creating communities.
Creating communities. Well, everyone knows that this show is about the creative community. We talked about all kinds of things so far. But really what we want to talk about now is the kind of role of creative art centers in the community and what they mean for artists and creating opportunities for artists, but also what they just mean for the public at large, these art centers, and we'll talk about them. Antonius is involved with, has been involved with many, but most recently he has developed Hillside House, which is a wonderful space downtown. And Tyrone is instrumental with New Providence Community Center and the kind of how they hold art and beauty at a very high level there, and how that kind of is galvanized around that community out west. So we want to talk about art centers and how, what they can do for the art community and what they do for the audience, what they do to help promote and educate and create appreciation for what's going on, and how we could, you know, one of the things to me that is very interesting about art is that we haven't really tapped into the full potential of what we could be as far as the creative practice. I mean, you know, I think people still think of artists in isolation, making art, selling art, that's how you make a living. But there's something much more than that. And I think that that's something that I personally have learned from Antonius. You know, I don't want to date him, but, you know, Antonius gave me, I think, one of my first gigs as a teaching assistant at the Finco Summer Art Workshop. And that was a while ago. That was almost 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, and so, I mean, there's been that kind of element. Antonius is one of these artists that's always giving of himself to other artists, and also to help nurture the fabric, because I think he understands we need a platform. We need a fabric out of which we can nurture a more kind of robust creative community.
Well, I think what's important about both the entities that you've mentioned, and I think we should turn over to Antonius and Tyrone and let them talk a little bit about what their goals are there, is that art is central, but there's so much more going on in both those places. It's not only about art. It's about reaching out to the community. It's about restoring downtown. It's about, connecting spiritually. There's so much more, and I think that's what's interesting about setting up these different kinds of communities, and it's something we also would like to try to do at the NAGB, which is for it not just to be perceived as being about art, that it's about something deeper, which art is a representation of. Antonius, you want to address that?
I certainly will. But first and foremost, I think it is important for us to put this in a historical context, because the whole concept of art centers, it's really not new. We can go back to Jombe Village, Ed Moxie and those.
Right.
I mean, the vision's been tossed about many, many, many years ago.
Chelsea Pottery
prior to that. I mean, so there have been numerous efforts to really not only set up or create art centers, but also to sustain. And mm-hmm. So the watchword here this evening is, I mean, today is basically sustainability as well. But when you talk about Chelsea Pottery, And the sponsorship that went on there. And you talk about Jumbe Village. We must also talk about Eddie Minnis and Brent Malone and their relationship and involvement with the FinCo Summer Art Program, which I inherited. And then, of course, we can talk about Central Bank. And these are all art centers in their own right. And what they all have in common is that they have actually their focus has always been not only on making art and selling art. The focus have always been on trying to support and create opportunities for Bahamian artists to be exposed to art in its widest context, but also to provide platforms for artists and non-artists to be able to have a place where they can go and experience art, be inspired by art, and also actually themselves, I mean, turn around and make significant contributions towards the development of art, culture, and center in the Bahamas. And for me, I come out of that whole sort of experience because in growing up, I've had the opportunity to connect to individuals who've been a part of moving and creating these centers. And so Hillside House actually is a place, again, as a result of the support of a community of individuals, patrons and or art collectors, I mean, coming together, and also artists coming together to create and shape a space whereby the whole sort of experience space, the focus on creating spaces where people feel comfortable coming in those spaces, decompressing or just sharing or just being exposed to a whole community of individuals who really care about preserving their environment, preserving their culture. So, Taron, you can probably talk about, you know, community, New Providence Community Center, which is, again, another center that came out of that whole, those experiences.
I'd love to give you a backdrop first, you know, how I became involved in this whole process. I used to be one of those artists who just worked by commission, and my work was under the radar. So my work was in homes and Lyford Key and places like that. So I never did shows or brought my work to the public. But Antonius Roberts, about 20 years ago, convinced me that it was important for Bahamians on a whole to see and experience my work. He actually said that if I kept my work behind the gates of Lyford Key, that I would be robbing Bahamians of the experience True. Of sharing in True. My work. Now, that was a seed for me, because since then, you know, I've grown to the place where I now understand that art really is a vital part of our human experience. Mm-hmm. I would go as far as to say art is like the seventh sense.
Seventh sense. Okay.
That's deep. So, I
pushed that further. What I'm actually saying is that, you know, I've grown to realize, you know, the importance of art, you know, to our lives. I heard someone say, this is a quote, that the poor are more starved for art as they are than they are for bread.
Right. Yes. Yeah, I mean, this is true. I have a question. So is art really at the hub of bigger ideas as it relates to society at large? I mean, do we, you know, I think one of the things, Antonius, was it's important that you bring up the fact that, you know, we're discussing this today, but these are not necessarily new ideas for the country. Although I think that maybe they're galvanizing themselves in a way that makes them more clear and more accessible. I think our audiences have certainly grown tremendously. I think we have so many more people interested in art and coming out to art events and being more sensitive and understanding, and their level of comprehension of the creative different aspects of creative community are much better than they were before. But do you think that Hillside House, for instance, connects in a way, several ways, to the greater community? I mean, there's you had to partner with someone. Someone had to appreciate and understand that this is a good idea to restore this home. I mean, to restore the structure.
We should probably just mention where Hillside House is, which is on Cumberland Street.
Right, on Cumberland, on the way down to the Hilton, on the east side.
Number 25 Cumberland Street, which is right next to Cumberland House, actually.
Yeah, and right, in a part of downtown which has been left to decay.
Well, it is considered one of those wonderful streets. I mean, rich in Bahamian history, not only in terms of activities, because, you know, Cumberland Street was the main artery that connected the British Colonial Hotel and Government House, and so during that period, you would have lots of interesting relationship between Government House and the British Colonial Hotel, with people moving along Cumberland Street, and also there were wonderful restaurants and nightclubs on Cumberland Street. And unfortunately, some of the most beautiful Bahamian historical structures, are left in decay,
right?
Because of the lack of attention, for whatever reason. So therefore, I've been given the opportunity, and I've been really invited by a property owner, somebody who purchased a property on Cumberland Street, and I've been invited to partner with them to transform that space. First of all, to restore it, and to try to maintain the integrity of Cumberland House in the historical perspective. Because, you know, the studio is actually exists in what was once the outside kitchen to a mansion that, you know, was burned three times. But the back house or the back kitchen was kept. And over a period of time, it was once apartment. It was once a home. It was apartment. Several law firms and lawyers have been there, and also Ava's rental car.
Right.
So what we did really was we restored it. And having the opportunity to restore it, we basically decided, you know, there's a whole sort of discussion about revitalization of downtown, and so why not use the restoration as part of to be engaged in the discussion of revitalization of downtown?
That's the part that I'm most interested in right now. I think downtown is an interesting conversation. There have been a lot of efforts downtown to do things. You know, Vaughn Roberts, when he was chairperson of this revitalization campaign downtown, did that East of East Street campaign. But it seems as though the part of downtown that we're talking about, where we see the most excitement happening, would be your space, Hillside House. There's a funny little triangle that's kind of developing. NAGB, National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, was developed 8-9 years ago at Villa Doyle. And also down the road from that is the D'Aguilar Art Foundation, which have been these three kind of structures that have been rebirthed in a way and repurposed in a way that I think really stands to bring almost this kind of like rebound of kind of energy to the spaces, because they really stand like beacons in that area. I remember one of the interesting things when the D'Aguilar Art Foundation opened, Marina D'Aguilar spoke about all of the artists who grew up in that. You remember that, Antonio?
Absolutely.
In that area. And it was unbelievable how many people had family connections right in that little square mile radius. I mean, it was unbelievable how many people had grown up there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And creating all these hubs means pedestrian traffic.
Exactly.
Which I think in turn then creates a life to the city that has been somehow lacking. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, I was really born, a lot of people are unaware of the fact that I was born a stone throw away from where the studio exists right now, on Market Street, right across from, right next to the Capitol. Was it the Capitol Savoy?
I didn't know that.
That's where I was born, right across from St. Agnes Schoolroom. But the fact that what is so interesting, the National Art Gallery, the D'Aguilar, and Hillside, they represent community.
Right.
They represent the spirit of a group of concerned Bahamians who really want to not only preserve the history and the cultural heritage, but want to create opportunities for others to be engaged in this whole process of learning and being engaged in preservation.
No, absolutely. And I think that art, this kind of creative process, comes into these structures in a way that really, really does good for the community. This is Guardian Radio 96.9. We're going to take a break and come back and talk more about creative centers in the community.